At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Even though President Trump has signed an executive order ending the separation of families that crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, controversy continues over the treatment of children already detained. New York City's Bill de Blasio and Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles are among more than a dozen U.S. mayors who gathered this morning at a holding facility for immigrant children on the Texas border with Mexico. They're demanding that separated families be immediately reunited. Meanwhile, the U.S. House today is slated to vote on two Republican-led immigration bills. San Antonio Representative and Democrat Joaquin Castro today told Morning Edition he's looking for a clean immigration bill that addresses reuniting families.
Certainly, if there's a clean bill, I think that you'll see Democrats actively supporting that kind of legislation. But let's be clear, what we have in front of us today in the Congress is not a clean bill at all. It's trying to leverage this situation to get other more draconian immigration measures passed.
Legislation on the table would offer legal status to young unauthorized immigrants known as Dreamers and a path to citizenship for some. It would also direct billions of dollars toward a southern border wall, make cuts to legal immigration, and make it harder to seek asylum. Texas Democrats are expected to pack the Fort Worth Convention Center this afternoon for the start of their party state convention. They'll write their party platform and rally the faithful ahead of fall midterm elections, all in the one urban county in Texas they don't dominate. Tarrant County voters overwhelmingly picked Donald Trump for president. But while it's unlikely Democrats will take over the county anytime soon, many, like Mark Vesey, the county's lone Democratic member of Congress, feel optimistic.
In the past, the biggest problem that Texas Democrats have had in midterm elections is just not a lot of enthusiasm going into midterms. Now it's completely opposite. If you look at the polling that's out there, it's consistently been that Republicans absolutely have no enthusiasm and that Democrats have all the enthusiasm and that our people are going to turn out.
VC says Democrats will be out in force leading up to the election. He says their message is a contrast to a Republican Party that's become increasingly ideological. The Texas Democratic Party convention will run through Saturday. One of public television's most important figures is the subject of a new documentary. Our big screen team talks about the life and times of Fred Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And that, of course, was Fred Rogers in the familiar beginning of every episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He's the subject of a new documentary called Won't You Be My Neighbor? And we're going to talk about it today with Bill Young, who is the Vice President of Television Programming for KERA Channel 13. Bill, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. There seems to be this phenomenon when you meet Fred Rogers. If you have, you just turn into a child automatically, and you get very nervous. You've been at KERA since 1978, so I'm assuming you have indeed met Fred Rogers before.
I have met him once, and what you get the sense of, and we were in a room of about 1,000 people, and you get the sense that you're the only person in the room. You know, he may be talking to 1,000 people, but you know he's talking directly to you.
In the film, a producer of the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood show talks about that show. Let's take a listen.
We had a director that once said to me, if you take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite, you have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked. Because he was saying something really important.
As a programmer of public television, do you think if a show like this one came around today that it would still work?
You know, I mean, it's interesting. You can look at a number of things that were big that many years ago, and you wonder if you could, you know, find lightning in a bottle again and do it the same way. I don't get the sense that you could, and it just has to, a lot to do with the difference in what there is out there today from a children's standpoint, whether it's, you know, video games, whether it's internet, you know, just the attention span, I guess. it works, but I don't think it would have just the phenomenon that it has. I mean, it has a second life now with a lot of kids and a lot of adults still watch it too.
What do you think his biggest impact on public broadcasting was?
You know, I think the biggest impact that he had, he still has today, and that's to have everybody understand the importance of children and the importance of children's programming.
Like a lot of us, you know, I grew up watching Mr. Rogers, of course, on Channel 13, and I don't know that I, you know, recognized this at the time, but as an adult looking back at that footage, I think one of the reasons that he connected so well with kids is that he assumed that kids were smart.
Yeah, I think what was really interesting about the way he did that, and you think of, you know, seminal events, I know, and I think in the film it talks about the RFK assassination. I think what he was able to do was, you know, have a belief that kids had a right to know about what was going on, whereas, you know, early on when the show existed, it was a time and a generation where, you know, adults probably didn't talk to their kids, whether it was about death or divorce or things like that. But, you know, kids were going through the exact same thing and probably didn't understand what was going on. So he had the ability to talk to kids and bring it to their level, but as you said, treat them like adults and feel that they had the right to understand exactly what was going on.
Bill Young, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
The documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, is in theaters now. In the forecast, mostly cloudy skies turning sunny later. Look for temperatures to get up to around 96. The overnight low drops to 81. That's under mostly clear skies. Then it's mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 100. It's 78 degrees now in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth at 8:30.